This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
From gutters to landscaping, from replacement windows to a full basement remodel, and everything in between, it's time for the Nary Milwaukee Home Improvement Show. Now, here's your host, Big Time Mike McGivern, on 105.7 FM, The Fan.
Welcome into the Nary Milwaukee Home Improvement Show on Sports Radio 105.7 FM, The Fan. I'm Mike McGivern, my two guests today. One is the treasurer of Nary Milwaukee. She's Jessie Cannizzaro. She's also the owner of Milestone Plumbing. Jessie, how are you today?
Good, Mike. How about yourself?
I'm good. Yeah, it's always good to talk to you. And we're also joined by the president of Nary Milwaukee. He's also the owner of Story Hill Renovations. He's Tom Mainville. Tom, how you doing?
Good, Mike. How are you?
I'm doing good. So, Tom, when Bingo was the president, everything went real smooth. You know, we did our shows. We did the soiree. We did all of that. And 2020, you're the president. And I don't know who you ticked off, pal, but it's been a rough year.
Yeah, it's kind of funny you say that, because I was talking with a former president the other day, actually. And I said, I feel like I kind of got gypped this year. Like, I just don't see everybody like I would thought I would see them. And, we've had less events and whatnot. But it's been a strange year. What can you say, you know?
Tom, it has. And I can tell you this. And you know me, I always give you a little bit of smack here or there. But I think what you have done, and the front office and Jessie and everybody on the board, has really set a template for the future, for if this kind of thing ever happens again, they can just kind of go back and say, okay, when Tom did this, and then when Jessie did this, and the people, and Lewis, and certainly Jason, and the people on the board, and the front office, you know, this is how we got through it. And I loved, you know, the newsletter that came out, and letter from the president. I think it was really funny. That first paragraph, you're like, look, last time I wrote one of these, we're coming off a fantastic spring and ramping up for the tour of remodel homes and looking forward to all of that. And then all of a sudden COVID-19 hit and things obviously came to a halt, and you guys had to pivot and be extremely flexible in saying, okay, what do we have to do as Nary Milwaukee to make sure that not only that the Nary members, but the people that count on Nary members for their home improvement projects, that everybody is safe, and how do we do this? And it just was brand new. I've got to imagine that you had a ton of Zoom meetings with the front office saying, guys, we got to figure this out, and we got to get our members as much information as we can.
Yeah, that's something that when you're on the board, and we have a fantastic board, as you know, we have fantastic people in the office, but it's really, you know, going through all that information too that's super important, and making sure that we're putting out relevant and correct information for our members. And, you know, Diane and her team do a great job of that. We have met probably more than in past years, I would think, you know, especially since I've been on the board. So, but it's all been good meetings. It's all been positive. The one of the worst things you can probably do is panic and be negative about what we got going on here. And we just got to try to be positive and keep pushing forward. And we have a really good group that, you know, does that.
I agree with you. And in your second paragraph, and I'm gonna talk to Jessie about this, because I know Jessie really well. And when the second paragraph that you wrote, that you said, look, part of our mission and vision and core values, the word community, was often intertwined with it. And Jessie, I don't know if there's a time that at least that I've been a NARE member, that this NARE community has really been there for each other, saying, look, how are you doing this? And we're trying this, but this isn't really working, and we're going to try to adjust, and what do you think of that? And so in that second paragraph that Tom wrote, and he talks about the word community, I think you agree with that 100%, that that's kind of what NARE is anyway, but something like this really brings that community together even more.
Without a doubt. And it was interesting when this all started to unfold. And I think for a lot of us, it was just a big blur in the beginning because there was so much information being sent. Emails were insane. And you tried to process through things, but you would go, hey, this is really a good resource. This article is excellent. Tom and I sent a lot of emails back and forth. A lot of the NARE members, you would see something that you knew benefited your company and your team, but you also knew, hey, this is valuable for other NARE members. And we would get that into the hands of Diane and the rest of the NARE staff and get things circulating. And I think it was really interesting to see how efficient and quick we were all able to process that information to get it into the hands of the rest of the association.
Hey, Jesse and Tom, you guys are both Wauwatosa kind of people and in that area a lot. And I know, Jesse, you know, Wauwatosa is important to you, and it's interesting. As we go through this kind of stuff, real life still happens. You know, it still happens. And at 8:25 today, the new owner of Nine Round, and Jesse, you and I went to Nine Round together, right down the block from where you're at, and they're doing a fundraiser today from 12 to 3 or 12 to 4, and I'll talk to Garrett about that. But in June, there was a 13-year-old boy that I talked to his mom and dad last night. He'd go to Hart Park all the time after he got his homework done after the schools closed. And he was on his bike, and he was walking, and there was a train coming, and he waited for the train to go. And at the train ended, he went across the track, but he didn't see a train coming from the other way. And he got hit. And he's at Children's Hospital, and 13-year-old Davey Murray. We're going to talk about a fundraiser that Nine Round is doing with Garrett at 8:25 today. And I would really, you know what, I'm going to talk to either Garrett, or I'm going to talk with Patrick Murray, who is Davey's dad, throughout my shows today. And I'm going to suggest and recommend and plead and ask people to stop by Nine Round today. And if you don't want to get a workout in, no worries. But if you do, from 12 to either 3 or 4, if you're not a member, you can come in and get a workout in, and they're going to ask people to donate some money for this family that has been at Children's Hospital pretty much, you know, every day since about June 27th. And Tracy, Patrick's wife, and Davey's mom has not really left. And so there are some needs for some financing, and we're going to try to help them out. And I know that, boy, working with all the NARE people, you know, I don't know of a group of people that you know, are more willing to help out however they can in different situations. And I'm going to ask my NARE friends that if they can, if they're capable of stopping by Nine Round today in Wauwatosa, saying hello to Garrett and donating some money for this young man. He's 13 years old, and it's going to be a really difficult thing for me to get through with these four grandkids that I have. I can just imagine what they're going through. So at 8:25, and I know, look, Jesse, I know you were hitting those bags pretty hard that day that you and I went.
Yeah, you did very well, Mike. That was a fun workout. We should make time to do that together again.
Whenever I'm there almost every day, Jess, I'm there, and I take that 30 minutes and I forget about everything going on in the world, and I just get a sweat going and then get done with it. So we will talk to Garrett, who's the new owner at Nine Round Wauwatosa at 8:25. Hey, Tom, with everything going on and all the changes that seem to come down on a daily basis, how difficult is it for you as the president of NARE Milwaukee and for Diane and for the people in the office to keep updating? Because I get emails from you guys at least once a day, sometimes twice a day, saying, hey, look, here's a change that Governor Evers has done, or here's what's going on in this area, but not in this area, so be careful over here. I'm wondering, how much time does it take for you guys, again, almost on a daily basis, just to make sure that we're updated with everything going on?
Yeah, it it takes an incredible amount of time. I don't know, you know, I'm sure Jesse felt the same way. Like Jesse said, her and I bounced quite a few emails off. You know, especially in the beginning, it seemed like it was just coming at a rapid fire pace. And, you know, I didn't know what was, you know, what was good content, what was not relevant, what was, you know, good things for us to share. And, you know, that's when Diane and her team, they really do go, like I said before, they go through that information and make sure we're getting the correct and relevant stuff and not just sending out everything that comes our way. Because, to be honest, like when this pandemic hit, we got so many emails and so much information. I was spending more time trying to pivot and adjust our business to all of the things that were coming through that I didn't have time to work on anything else in the business. You know, it was really the first couple of weeks was just going through all this information. And, you know, I thought Neri did a really good job to kind of get the good stuff out and not send all of it out. You know what I mean?
You know, I agree with that because I'm the kind of guy, Jesse, that if somebody in my company sends me an email and it's more than three paragraphs, I just kind of scan it real quick and then move on. And I've gotten a little bit of trouble on some of that. But on the stuff that I think Neri is sending out, I would agree with Tom that it's hard not to overload us right now because there's so much information. But I think they've done a great job of making sure what was relevant to us as Neri members that they've sent out.
Agreed. And, you know, even after a month or so of what was happening, the emails you would get, you'd read through and you'd be like, okay, I know and I've heard this before. But then you come to something new, a new idea that one of the contractors was sharing and wanted the rest of the members to know. And it was like, oh, wow, that's a great idea. And I think a lot of those really interesting ideas that came out of some of the articles and a lot of the discussions during our pro hours that we had online have been what's prepared us because let's face it, it's gotten a lot closer to every single one of our member companies. We had a scare here a few weeks ago and it ended up being something that was negative, but you know, it's that split moment of what do you do when this happens? It's not if, it's now when, because we all know it's going to get closer to each and every one of us.
Yeah, I agree with that. Guys, we're going to get to a break. Other side of the break, I got a question from somebody that I work with that asked me to talk to you guys about it. And I'll preface this by saying, look, I've got friends who are not taking this thing serious at all. And then I've got people that are way on the other end. And the woman that asked this question would be on that end. And I work, and you guys both know my wife, Terry. She's a nurse, and she is as smart as they come. And there are some things that she does on a nightly basis when we're in for the night, as far as wiping down some things in the house, wiping my phone down and that. And the woman who asked me to ask you this question is on the other end where she doesn't really go out of her house much anymore. And she was in the middle of having a project done. And now she's wondering, is this the time to get back to that? And I'm going to ask you guys both to answer that question. And on the other side of the break, my guest today, Tom Mainville, he's the owner of Story Hill Renovations and the president of Neri Milwaukee. Jesse Cannizzaro, the owner of Milestone Plumbing, and she's the treasurer of Neri Milwaukee. This is the Neri Milwaukee Home Improvement Show on Sports Radio 105.7 FM, The Fan.
You're listening to the Neri Home Improvement Show with big-time Mike McGivern, only on 105.7 FM, The Fan. Dial us up with your questions at 414-799-1250.
Welcome back to the Neri Milwaukee Home Improvement Show on Sports Radio 105.7 FM, The Fan. I'm Mike McGivern. My two guests, Tom Mainville, the president of Neri Milwaukee, and Jesse Cannizzaro. She is the treasurer of Neri Milwaukee. Hey guys, when we went to a break, I was telling you about a woman that I work with. She was in the middle of a remodeling her kitchen project when COVID-19 hit. And look, everybody's in their own place with this. There isn't anybody that I know that's exactly the same. And I'm gonna ask both of you the question. She is on the end of the spectrum where she barely leaves her house. She's got two kids, and her fear, obviously, is getting COVID-19 or having her kids get it. And so she's been really locked in to this and paying as close attention as she can. And she's starting now to get a little bit more comfortable. And her question to you guys is, she's got about 2 weeks left and she's working with an ERIE member, but she put it on hold. And her question to you is, for somebody like her, is question one is this the time to re-engage and get going and finish that project? And two, if she does do that, is it a time that maybe she gets out of the house because it's going to be probably another week for them to finish? Should she then try to get out of the house, maybe go to her mom's house up in Green Bay? Tom, let me start with you. What would your recommendation be for her?
Well, you know, Mike, it's kind of funny you mentioned this because, you know, when this all hit, and Jesse knows this too because she's obviously our plumber, but we had a client that was in the higher risk category, and the minute this stuff hit, we had to put a pause on her project. She just did not feel comfortable, you know, moving forward. And I think as we all were kind of, you know, at some level of panic, like, okay, what do we do here when this first hit? So, you know, we put a pause on her project and really left it at her comfort level. She would, you know, consult with her doctor, and, you know, as things moved along, you know, we thoroughly explained to her the processes that we had in place should we continue. And we really just left it up to her to make it her call as to when we would reengage and start the project back up. But we were out of her home from about, you know, the end of March when everything hit, and I think we might have start her project back up June 1st.
So okay.
It's just really your comfort level, you know. We're putting everything that we can put in place on our end to make sure that all of our job sites are safe, but it's really just up to the person and how they feel about, you know, just what's going on and what precautions that they personally need to take to let a remodeler get back to work.
Hey, Jesse, what I told her, and I said, look, I want you to listen to the show, and if you don't, go back and listen online for them answering your question. But I said, look, I think through the last few months that especially the NERI members, because of the information from the front office, They have really done everything that they can because they want to keep their employees safe too. And to keep their employees safe and their clients safe, I think they've really kind of got a handle on how to do that. But I want to be able to talk to Tom, who's the president of NERI, and Jesse, who's the owner of Milestone Plumbing and the treasurer of NERI. I think it's time for her to finish this project. And it's driving her nuts not to have it done, by the way. Can you imagine having a project like halfway done and then put it on hold and keep looking at it all day long? But she really is at that end of the spectrum where she's fearful, and I think now is probably a pretty good time for her to call that NERI member and say, okay, I want to get back on your schedule.
I would agree, but, you know, everybody's got to make sure they're comfortable with what the processes are going to be. And, you know, something that we stressed in the newsletters and in the different pro hours throughout the NERI organization, we've talked about communication, and that is key. Is making sure you're telling people what it is that you've done. What are you going to do if an employee were to become exposed? I think that's huge for clients to know that, you know, this is what we're doing now to be proactive. And in the event that there's an exposure, because as we know, Mike, an exposure can happen at, you know, just by passing somebody, you know, in a clinic, if you're going into the doctor's office. We just had a checkup for my youngest son this week that we had to go to because there's vaccinations involved. It's not something that can be put off. And so it's, I think, important to know what is the process going to be if somebody comes in contact and how are things going to be handled to make sure that the client's most comfortable.
Hey, Jesse, at Milestone Plumbing, and you can go to milestoneplumbinginc.com. That's their website, milestoneplumbinginc.com. And the front page of your website says, look, customer service is our specialty. And I know that because you've been in my house a lot. You've been in my son Matthew's house. I've sent Milestone Plumbing to a lot of people because of the respect that I have, not only for Jesse, but for the people, everybody that she has sent is just top notch and really professional. And when they talk about customer services, especially, you've had to take that term to a whole different level these last 3 months.
We have. And, you know, one of the interesting things, and we get weekly either emails, phone calls to our general manager, is the community and how much they appreciate our mask policy. So our guys wear masks when we're inside of homes. I do as well. And there, you don't, just by looking at a client, you don't know if they're in a high risk category all the time.
Correct.
And so when you get that feedback, and actually a client we've had for years that, you know, unfortunately did have a bad medical diagnosis recently, she called to let the general manager know that we were so good about making sure our mask was on, wiping up the area that we worked in and disinfecting things. Clients are always watching us. They may not always say things, because that plumber had no clue that the impact of what he had done had on this woman until she made that phone call and shared that with the rest of the team. And it's, I think we need to remember that people are always watching us, and how comfortable this woman that you work with, Mike, is going to be is probably going to be a function of what she sees, how much communication she's receiving. And so it's those little things that can help put a client at ease.
Yeah, I agree. Hey, Jesse, so you were a 9-round in Wauwatosa member for a long time, and I don't know if you still are, but we met over there and worked out together a while ago. And right before COVID, a new guy, really good guy, bought 9-round. His timing on buying 9-round was probably not the best timing at all, but he has really gotten through it, and I'm a big fan of his. And I saw him earlier this week, and I said, hey, what's going on? You guys got anything coming up? And he said, well, you know what? I know you've read the emails because you've responded, but we have this fundraiser coming up on Saturday, and it's for this young man, Davey Murray, who got hit by a train over at Hart Park. And because, you know, it is a Wauwatosa 9-round, they are raising money for this family. And Garrett put me in contact with Patrick and Tracy Murray. And I'll tell you what, I struggled talking to them with my emotions because of what they're going through. And I want to introduce Garrett Stengel, who's the new owner of 9-Round in Wauwatosa, who has been nice enough to give us a few minutes of his time to talk about this fundraiser that we're doing at 9-Round today. Garrett, how you doing?
Hey, good morning, Mike. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, you bet. Hey, on the line with us is Jesse Cannizzaro, who's the owner of Milestone Plumbing. And Jesse was a member of 9-Round before I was there, and she came over. We worked out together once, and then she was pregnant with her second child, and she lives pretty close. I'm going to get her back working out with me, Garrett, and I'll introduce Jesse to you in person. But
good
I got
morning.
To tell you, yeah, if we can, let's talk a little bit about the fundraiser today, the timing, and what you guys are doing over at 9-Round in Wauwatosa.
Yeah, I certainly appreciate that.
So, go ahead. I'm sorry.
I was just going to say, I mean, you know, I heard about Davey through my daughter. They have mutual friends. And so it just, you know, it got me reading some of the articles. You know, every description of this kid is, you know, what a great student, athlete, friend, and fighter he is, obviously with the extent, these tremendous circumstances against him right now. And it just sparked me to, you know, to think about, you know, how can we help? And, you know, we donated money, but I thought, you know, maybe we can do more for that. You know, the whole point of 9-Round Tosa being there is, you know, the reason I bought it was to try and serve our community. I've always wanted to have a business in the Tosa area, raising our kids in the Tosa area. And so, you know, the event was really just designed around 9-Round's model for hosting these kinds of events. Invite people in, either to donate money in exchange for the free workout, or that 9-Round would donate money in exchange for the number of reps that people are getting in. But ultimately, at the end of the day, you know, we want to get as many people to come in, do a free workout, donate some money to their GoFundMe to help with those medical expenses, sign off on the boxing gloves that we've got sitting in the gym for Davey and for his family. And, you know, and just contribute to this, you know, this challenging time for this particular family in our community.
What time is the event today, Garrett?
We're kicking off at noon.
Okay.
And every 6 minutes, another workout starts. So that gives time enough for somebody to get their own social distance and move through the circuit before the next person starts.
and they are located 7954 Harwood Avenue, Suite 140. And really easy to find, nice to park there and go in. And you know, Garrett, you introduced me to Patrick, and then I asked if I could talk to Tracy a little bit. And we spent about a half hour on the phone yesterday. This is a really good family that loves this boy beyond belief. And he is a student athlete. He's a kid that, you know, they hope that can get back on the court or get back in the field one day. But right now, you know, is a really difficult time for them. And the money that we're going to raise today is going to go right to this bottom line because they've got a ton of medical expenses. Tracy hasn't really left Children's Hospital at this point. And everybody that's listening knows about Children's Hospital. They've all either had a child there or their neighbor or their friend or their niece or nephew, and they know the great work that Children's Hospital does. And trust me when I tell you that this family, this Murray family, needs our help. And I can't talk to a better group of people than the Nary people, Garrett. I'm telling you that this group of Nary members will show up today. Either they're gonna show up today or sometime this week, or they'll contact me and say, hey, look, how can I get involved in this? If people can't get there today, you're gonna hold this over for a couple days next week, I believe, correct?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, the offer stands for us. I mean, you know, anybody wants to come in and donate, you're welcome to join us for a free workout. You know, we've actually extended our hours today, so we close at noon. But we were just opening up strictly for the Murray family and for this event here from noon to three. We've still got spots available. If anybody wants to jump in on a workout today, they can go to Sign Up Genius and put Davey Murray in there, and you'll find it. The GoFundMe is going to be up and is continuing to run. You'd look up Tracy Murray, right, and Murray family on that. But yeah, we're here. We're proud to support this family and do what we can.
Garrett, thank you so much. And he is Garrett Stangle. He's the owner of Nine Round Wauwatosa. I'm going to have him back on my high school show at 10:55. At 9:25, Patrick Murray, Davey's dad, is going to join us. And I'm asking my Nary friends to help us out with this again today, 12 o'clock. And I'm sorry, Garrett, I didn't write it down. 12 till what time are you going to go?
12 till 3. And if anybody wants to come by, I would definitely encourage, go to the Sign Up Genius, type in Davey Murray, and they'll see when those 6-minute spots are. So that way they can drop into their own spot. That way it ensures that everybody's got space and distance, and we keep this COVID friendly.
Hey, Garrett, if any of the Nary members do that, I want you to tell them that, man, you don't work out quite as hard as McGivern does. Make sure you tell him that, all right?
Nobody works out as hard as you, Mike.
Oh, yeah, whatever. I saw you the other day. You scared me. He is Garrett Stangle, the owner of Nine Round in Wauwatosa. And again, you know what? I'm asking for your help on this one. This Murray family can use our help. And as we've talked about with Tom Mainville and with Jesse, that this Nary group is a strong community. And I know that you guys will show up and help us out. Garrett, thanks a lot. I look forward to talking at 10:55, and I'll see you later today.
My pleasure. Great to talk with both of you. Thanks.
Thank you very much. This is we're going to get to a break. Other side of the break, we'll continue our conversation with Tom Mainville, the owner of Story Hill Renovations. You can go to storyhillrenovations.com. And Jesse Canizero, owner of Milestone Plumbing. You go to milestoneplumbinginc.com. Hold on here, Jesse. Why am I drawing a blank on your website all of a sudden? Milestoneplumbinginc.com. There you go. You can go to that to get all the information you need on Jesse's company. This is the Nary Milwaukee Home Improvement Show on Sports Radio 105.7 FM, The Fan.
You're listening to the Nary Home Improvement Show with big-time Mike McGivern, only on 105.7 FM, The Fan. Email your question to live at 105.7fmthefan.com.
Welcome back to the Nary Milwaukee Home Improvement Show on Sports Radio 105.7 FM, The Fan. I'm Mike McGivern. My two guests today, Tom Mainville, president of Nary Milwaukee, and Jesse Canizero. She is the treasurer for Nary Milwaukee. Hey guys, thank you for allowing me a few minutes with Garrett from Nine Round. This story has touched my heart, having these grandsons that I have, and I appreciate your willingness to let me talk to Garrett for a few minutes and promote that fundraiser for this Murray family. So thank you for that. Hey, Tom, I want to kind of get back on in the Nary Milwaukee newsletter, in the letter from the president. I've read the ones you've written. I've never like read them through and through like I did this one, because there's so much good information, I thought, in this. So thank you for that. One of the parts of that letter you wrote, it was crisis creates opportunities, and it was talking to the Nary members. But I think, you know, there's a number of points in the five that you put in there that would be good not only for obviously Nary members, but for any business and anybody that's not a Nary member and you know, is working in the construction, home remodeling. You need to talk to your own. If you're the owner, you need to join Nary. If not, you need to talk to them about joining Nary. If for no other reason than to get information like the kind of things that they send out to us all the time. And certainly when you get a chance to look through this Nary newsletter, it just has so much good information. And Tom, I'm going to just go through one point that you wrote, and I think it makes a lot of sense to anybody in any kind of business, where you talk about, look, you know, remodeling is an emotional purchase and these are emotional times, and take this time to really connect with your clients. And I think that's really important for every business. It does not matter if it's a past, current, or potential client. You need to just, you know, send an email or pick up the phone and just make sure that every, you know, the people that were really important to you or are really important to you, which are your clients, are doing okay. They're doing well. And the purpose of that is not to ask for money, not to try to make a sale, but just to check in. And I think that's really good information, and I appreciate that.
No, I think, you know, and that's taught us a big lesson in picking up the phone. You know, we're such a technology and email driven and text, and you know, that sometimes the simple phone calls are the things that go a long way, you know. And when I talked about this client where we had to shut down her job, you know, every Friday I would check in with her just to see how she's doing, you know, is there anything she needed, you know, even though I knew the answer. And I wasn't really looking for an answer of like, hey, when can we start? It was right. More just, hey, how are you doing? You know, and I knew that she would, you know, she would set the pace in terms of when we were going to come back and finish up her project. So yeah, just touching base with your clients and letting them know, not even talking about, you know, the business that you might have with them, but just how are things going? I think that's a huge, huge thing that we've all realized as we've gone on here.
You know, Tom, I think the last point of that letter from the president and crisis creates opportunities, I think the last point was directed right at Jesse, where it says, take care of yourself and get an extra hour of sleep each night. Because I'm sure that Jesse's getting all kinds of sleep with these two young kids in her home, Jesse. So he wrote that specifically to you.
You know, that's funny because we're in the teething stage right now. So there is not a whole lot of sleep that goes on in my house. But I do have a husband that helps. And more probably than he should. He makes sure that I get enough sleep at night, because right now trying to manage our team and make sure our team is staying safe has been an extremely overwhelming challenge.
It has. And in that part of the paragraph where he said that, he also says this, and I think that this is really important for everybody. Hold on and cherish the extra time that we now have with our loved ones. Look at this slowing down as an opportunity to reconnect. And Jesse, you and I have had this conversation. You know, it has stopped us in our tracks a little bit, but once we kind of figured out the pace that we should be in, the fact that you've done a great job of reconnecting with your team and the people at Milestone Plumbing, along with your clients, and I think that, you know, Tom Mainville, he should maybe forget about working at Story Hill Renovations, just become a writer, because I got all fired up with some of the stuff that he wrote. But that part about reconnecting and slowing down and saying, hey, look, this is an opportunity to reconnect with the people that are important in our lives. And I think that that's really good information.
One thing that we've done at Milestone that I think has helped our edge kind of everybody's nerves a little bit is we do a meeting every Wednesday morning where we go over important topics about COVID, because as everybody gets more comfortable, it's easy to get exposed and to slip up and not wear your mask when you're supposed to, or to forget to be so diligent about hand washing. But there's fun little things that you can put in. We bring treats in. We've created a Wheel of Fortune wheel now that we call it the prize wheel that the guys get to spin. And it's nice to see them smiling again, because it has been such a stressful time these last few months that I noticed a change that happened, I think, mentally with our team. And so I think as business owners and leaders, we each have to figure out a way to bring that back.
Jesse, I agree. And it's interesting. And Tom, I was talking to this gal that I was at working out in Iron with, and she works for a psychiatric hospital in Wauwatosa. And she said, look, one of the big untold stories right now is the depression that our kids are feeling. And we're talking about, you know, unemployment, and we're talking about getting back to work, and we're talking about a lot of different things in our community. And one of the things we're not talking about is the people that, especially kids, if they're not connecting with their friends and they're not getting exercise out on the playground and they're not being able to get to practice, we have to be very careful and watch them closely. And I asked her, what can we be watching for? Because I've got these grandsons. And she said, look, if you have a son or a daughter or a grandson or granddaughter that normally is very quiet and doesn't snap much, and you say, hey, you need to take out the garbage, and all of a sudden they're snapping in spots that they normally wouldn't, or a kid that normally is pretty emotional and snaps a lot and doesn't do that anymore, or their eating habits. And so in this paragraph, Tom, when you said, look, it's important we slow down and we connect, the opportunity to reconnect and spend time with loved ones, it's also important that we're watching our kids. And she also said, look, if your kid normally is a really healthy and a big eater, and all of a sudden they've stopped eating, or they normally don't eat and they're eating everything in sight, it's a real sign of depression. And that's not only, I think, with kids, but I think it's with adults. You know, we are people that like to connect with people, Tom, and it, this has made it really difficult for us to do that.
Yeah, it has. It's been a big challenge. You know, it's just you gotta be open with yourself and with others, and you know, let them know when things are not going well. And you know, that's another great thing about this NERI community is, you know, there's many a times where we're all going through different things, and it might not be business related. It might be business related, but to be able to pick up the phone call, you know I value the conversations that I have with you know, like Jesse, in terms of just anything that's going on, you know, because we're all just kind of, we're, you know, we don't know which way we're going to turn with this next, but, you know, I think if we all got each other's back, I think it'll go a lot better.
Hey, real quick, before we got to a break, I got a text from a friend of mine, and either one of, I'll start with Tom. He wants to get a project going, and he's wondering if NERI members that you know, Tom, are you know, 3 months out, 6 months out, what time-wise, and I think it depending on the size of the project, I know what he's looking to get done, and that's he wants to get his upstairs bathroom redone. Are NERI members now not as busy as they were, so their calendars are a little bit looser, or are people still, you know, 3, 4, 5 months out?
Yeah, everyone that I've talked to, you know, in our community of remodelers seems to be really busy right now. It's been crazy. We've been blessed as you know, remodelers to be able to continue to keep working safely. I always, you know, I tell our staff all the time, it's a blessing that we're all, you know, able to keep working and working through this. But to your point, you know, it depends on the size of the project. Now's as good a time as ever to plan a project because, you know, you've got the time probably now where you didn't have it in the past. So I tell people all the time, there is no better time to plan. But, you know, if in terms of like getting started or on our end, you know, we are backed up right now. You know, it's a sizable backup that we've got going on, which is great, but you know, the process takes a little longer too, you know.
Sure.
No longer do we do some of the things that we used to do to speed things along because, you know, you know, Zoom meetings and virtual meetings can become cumbersome, and you know, the lead times on certain products, you know, I'm sure Jesse could attest to that. You know, the lead time on certain products makes the process longer. So, but we're lucky enough that we're able to continue to keep working. But I every remodeler that I talk to, we're busy right now.
Hey, Jesse, I'm going to get your answer on the other side of the break, and we'll continue our conversation with Jesse Cannizzaro. She's the owner of Milestone Plumbing. Go to milestoneplumbinginc.com. And Tom Mainville, he is the president of Nary Milwaukee and also the owner of Story Hill Renovations. Go to storyhillrenovations.com for information on his company. This is the Nary Milwaukee Home Improvement Show on Sports Radio 105.7 FM, The Fan.
You're listening to the Nary Home Improvement Show with big-time Mike McGivern, only on 105.7 FM, The Fan. Dial us up with your questions at 414-799-1250.
Welcome back to the Nary Milwaukee Home Improvement Show on Sports Radio 105.7 FM, The Fan. I'm Mike McGivern. My guest this week, Tom Mainville. He's the president of Nary Milwaukee, and Jesse Cannizzaro, owner of Milestone Plumbing and the treasurer of Nary Milwaukee. Jesse, same question that we left the break with as far as timing. And I think you're being a plumber and the owner, again, of Milestone Plumbing, it's a different animal where you get a lot of calls, I would think, for emergency calls and calls for some things that people need in their kitchen or bath. And you also do some remodeling work, and you work, obviously, with Tom. So I'm wondering, timing for people at Milestone Plumbing, if people need a new hot water heater, are they able to call you and get that turned around fairly quickly?
I would say yes, fairly quickly. I'm sure that there's clients out there that would say that not as fast as maybe they want it. You know, it's that tricky balance of trying to keep everybody safe and make sure that we're, you know, following certain processes. Everything we do takes a little bit longer right now because you're wearing your mask, you're doing the disinfecting process. So there's definitely been some interesting shifts to the way that we do business. And it's not in a bad way. The safety protocols that we've put in place, I think, are really good, given that we have obviously the pandemic that's happened, but also just good business practices. There's some things I wonder sometimes, I'm like, why weren't we doing this before? And it just never was something that was front of mind that was as big of a concern as it's become these last couple of months. The interesting thing that I've noticed, and when I talk to the general contractors out there that we work with, like Tom and I will have a talk, and it's busy, and like Story Hill says, they feel very blessed. They're as busy as they are. One thing I noticed, and I get a little nervous when we have clients calling here, is they want to start their bathroom remodel next week. And they'll tell our office that, and they want to know which general contractor can start it next week. And you have these heart-to-heart conversations with these people, and you say, look, if somebody can start that project next week, that's not somebody you want to work with. And we constantly, I just sent out the Nary Milwaukee link for carpenters to a client this week. If we're looking to give a referral for something that we can't assist for, I always go to that link and I tell people, these are contractors that have been vetted. They're not the fly-by-night, the storm chaser contractors that you hear the horror stories about, of I put down a down payment of $20,000 and the contractor skipped town. And this stuff, you know, you think, oh, it happens to everybody else. We know people that have been affected by those unfortunate circumstances. And they're, you know, a lot of times they can be older people. So they can be people that are important to us, maybe our parents, maybe our grandparents. And it's so important that we remind people to do their due diligence and not try to rush a project, because that's when they're going to get taken advantage of. If they go to take the time to do the research, the Nary Milwaukee website is a great place to start.
100%. It's narymilwaukee.org. Last question real quick, Tom, before we got to get out and I get to my youth sports show. There's a young guy from Greendale Martin Luther I coach basketball. He's a football player, college football player, junior college up in Minnesota. The kid is a great kid, and their school, he's not going back to school for a bit now. And he's looking... He would love to work for a Nary member as a laborer, because he said, look, coach, if I can get a really good workout in all day and get paid doing it, I would love that. So if for a kid like this, college guy, college football player looking to become a laborer because he wants to continue his education, but he's going to be in Milwaukee for the next 12 months. A lot of opportunities for him with some NERI members, correct?
Absolutely. You know, now's as good a time as ever. We've got a gentleman on our staff that came to us through the Youth Apprentice Program, and he's a senior at Tulsa East. He's been with us almost a year, and, you know, he kind of took the same approach, and he enjoys it so much that now he's going to work for us full-time come this fall. But, you know, with everybody's flexible schedules now and whatnot, you know, you might be able to work, you know, a couple hours here, a couple hours there for a general contractor that might need that labor or help with demo or running materials around. So now's as good a time as ever.
Yeah, and he is he's actually going to he's looking to work full-time now. For probably the next 12 months. So I will make some calls. And Josiah Peterson is his name, and he's a really good football player. And he's in the weight room at Martin Luther a lot, and he's like, look, if I can get a workout in, you know, all day long and work hard and smile at people, he's got a big smile, he's a nice kid, and I will make sure that I put some calls out there to some NERI members. If they're looking, I would highly recommend this young man. So, Jesse, thank you so much. Jesse Canizero, owner of Milestone Plumbing. Really appreciate your time and insight today. And Tom Mainville, owner of Story Hill Renovations and the president of NERI Milwaukee. He is, it's been a rocky year, man. And not because Mainville wanted it to be rocky. I can tell you that. He wanted it to be nice and smooth. But it has not been that way. And he is really taking the bull by the horns. Tom, thank you very much.
Thanks, Mike. Stay safe.
You bet, Jesse. Have a great day.
You too, guys. Thanks.
You bet. This is the NERI Milwaukee Home Improvement Show on Sports Radio 105.7 FM, The Fan.